Welcome to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from St. Joseph and Lawrence. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from the signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi community room and hosted each week, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics by offering a $1,000 scholarship to a senior this year. So first, let's meet the teams, starting with Lawrence. Your name and the grade that you're in.
Justin George, senior.
Tessa, senior.
Josh, junior.
Joy, junior.
And who's the captain tonight for Lawrence?
I am.
Tessa, and your coach or coaches?
Miss Dunton and Miss Donovan.
And from St. Joe, your name and the grade that you're in?
Hudson, I'm a senior.
Ryan, senior.
Graham, I'm a junior.
Cameron, I'm a junior.
And your captain tonight? Ryan, your coach tonight?
Mr. Edder.
And he's here.
And he's here.
Yeah.
So here are the basic rules. Remember, during the first and second halves, we'll announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. Remember, there's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round. I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge. And Mr. Klein, welcome back, sir.
Nice to be back. I missed you guys.
And he'll be reading the questions. So what's happening over at the Twin City Players? I hear that there's a couple of good Christmas shows on its way.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow night, we open the Miracle on 34th Street. It's a fun family Christmas show. The week after that, we open our second stage production of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas and The Night Before Christmas with a very special guest for The Night Before Christmas. Don't be too old. Santa Claus may be real.
All right. Well, Lawrence, St. Joe, are you ready to start Academic Challenge?
Yes. Sure.
Yes. All right. Your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
For 5 points, in 1990, a NASA engineer proposed using a mission to the sun via Jupiter to piggyback a space probe to the only planet in our solar system never before visited.
Graham from St. Joe?
Pluto.
That's correct. For 5 points. For 10 points, in ancient Rome, virgins tended the sacred fire for Vesta, the goddess of the hearth. The fire was allowed to go out only once a year on March 1st, which had what significance to the Romans?
Hudson from St. Joe.
The beginning of their new year.
That's correct for 10 points. For 5 points, quote, how many of us would have had the fortitude to do what these youngsters have done, end quote. This excerpt from a 1958 editorial referred to a handful of black students who were integrating a high school in what southern capital city?
Hudson from St. Joe.
Montgomery.
Incorrect.
Tessa from Lawrence.
Little Rock.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, most states' compulsory school attendance laws require students to stay in school up to what age?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
16.
That is correct for 10 points. Multiple choice question for 5 points. Which of these animals has no teeth? Dolphin, sea otter, squirrel, turtle, or mouse?
Cameron from St. Joe.
A turtle.
That's correct for 5 points. Another multiple choice question for 10 points. Does the term commedia dell'arte refer to a genre of filmmaking, literature, theater, sculpture, or painting?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
Literature.
Incorrect.
Lawrence. Tessa from Lawrence.
Sculpture.
Incorrect. It's theater. For 5 points. When we're in a tough spot, we often say, I need a little help from my friends. In the struggle for independence, America received financial assistance from two independent countries. Name the two countries which aided ours in the war for independence.
Graham from St. Joe.
France and the Netherlands.
Incorrect.
Lawrence. Tessa from Lawrence.
France and Germany.
Incorrect. France and Spain. For 10 points, in U.S. courts of law, what is the result of a hung jury? We're looking for an 8-letter word.
Joy from from Lawrence.
Mistrial.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, name any two of the three major groups of drugs that can cause addiction.
Graham from St. Joe.
Hallucinogens and opiates.
Incorrect.
Lawrence. Justin from Lawrence.
Opioids, hallucinogens, and narcotics.
Incorrect. You were too narrow. It was major groups. Depressants, narcotics, and stimulants. Oh my God. For 5 points, arriving at a formal military ceremony, the Vice President of the United States is entitled to a salute of two fewer guns than the President would receive. How many guns greet the Vice President?
Graham from St. Joseph.
19.
That's correct for 5 points. For 10 points, name the horses which have won the Kentucky Derby twice.
Hudson from St. Joe.
There aren't any.
That is a correct answer because it's only for 3-year-olds. So that's 10 points. A trick question. For 5 points, what are the two names, one official and one colloquial, for the country whose capital is Amsterdam?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Holland and the Netherlands.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, which African country is the most highly industrialized?
Graham from St. Joseph.
South Africa.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, what prompted Charles Lindbergh to fly nonstop from New York City to Paris in 1927?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
A reward.
That is correct. Prize money of $25,000. And that was quite a bit of money in 1927. You would know. No, never mind. Multiple choice question for 5 points. An amulet is something that is worn to protect against pregnancy, ultraviolet rays, rain, evil, or animal attacks.
Josh from Lawrence.
Evil.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, in the Battle of the Spanish Armada, the Spanish lost 44 ships out of 130. How many did the English lose?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
None.
That is correct for 10 points. For a math question, for 10 points, on glancing through your morning paper, you notice that 4 pages are missing. One of the missing pages is 21. The back page of the newspaper is 28. What are the numbers of the other 3 missing pages?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
23, 25, 27.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, chance to steal. Josh from Lawrence.
1, 7, 14, and 21.
Incorrect. I'm not sure how you got to those answers. For the life of me, I couldn't figure this out. 7, 8, and 22 is the answer. For 10 points, a hairdresser begins with a small braid at the crown of her client's head. She continues braiding down the back of the head, adding a little loose hair from each side to the braid as she goes. What is the resulting hairstyle called?
Tessa from Lawrence.
A French braid.
That is correct for 10 points.
And this is going to be the final question.
For the first round. For 10 points, a musical composition or painting of a night scene is called what?
Justin from Lawrence.
A nocturne.
That is correct for 10 points.
Good answer. That's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is St. Joseph 80, Lawrence 40. Now, on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points, and there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. Lawrence, because you're trailing right now, you have the first choice of these categories, which are solve the mystery, insects, one-digit math. What's your choice, Tessa?
We'll do solve the mystery.
Solve the mystery it is. Is there a setup to solve the mystery?
Yes, there is.
All right, what's that setup?
The setup is keep track of your answers because the information will be useful if we reach the 10th question.
Right. So your time is going to start once he reads the first question.
In which book of the Bible do we meet Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob?
Genesis.
Correct. Relative to the Genesis flood, Noah, along with his family, was the only what?
Survivor.
Correct. What's the largest city in New England?
Boston.
Correct. What city was the setting for Cabaret?
New York.
Incorrect. What city is home to Wrigley Field?
Chicago.
Correct. Bald, golden, and harpy are types of what?
Eagle.
Correct. In Hindu thought, it is a state of being free from suffering.
Nirvana.
Correct. What state is south of Nebraska and north of Oklahoma?
Kansas.
Correct. What has the pulmonary artery and right ventricle?
The heart.
Correct. And now to solve the mystery, what do these answers all have in common?
They're bands.
Correct. Got nine.
It's nine.
Very good.
All right. Lawrence, you answered 9 questions for a total of 90 points.
Do we go to the...
Yeah, they get a
and
chance.
And
the
you
one.
Get one... There's one extra question out there for you for St. Joe. So the setup one more time?
The setup is keep... Well, they don't have to keep track of anything because there's no 9 questions. So they just have to answer the question.
All right. So, Bill, the question?
What city was the setting for Cabaret?
Don't think it's...
Yeah. sounds French, but... Okay. What's it has to be a band. That's kind of helpful.
Yeah, that's true.
What's a city that's a band?
It almost sounds like wine.
What?
It sounds French. Whatever that means.
Mm. No, I think it very well could be a location in France because
famous French bands, you know.
Well, I know they have. Isn't Cabaret kind of wine?
No, it's a type of like performance.
It sounds like it in Bordeaux. In Bordeaux is a city, but
Paris.
Incorrect. It's Berlin.
Welcome. All right. Now, St. Joe, it's your turn. It's to choose from the two remaining categories of insects and one-digit math. What do you choose, Ryan?
One-digit math.
One-digit math it is. Is there a setup to one-digit math?
Yes, there is.
All right. And what's that setup, Mr.
Give
Klein?
The one-digit answer for each of the following. Okay. How's that for a setup? Okay.
All right, your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
The cube root of 343.
Seven.
Correct. The only even prime number.
2.
Correct. 2 pi rounded to the nearest integer.
6.
Correct. 32 to the 2/5 power.
4.
Correct. Sine of 17 pi.
It would be 180.
0.
Correct. 25 to the 1/6 power times 25 to the 1/3 power.
5.
Correct. The first composite odd number.
9.
Correct. Tangent of negative 7 pi over 4.
Pass.
The odd number other than 1 that divides evenly into 384.
3.
Correct. 1/16 to the negative 3/4 power.
8.
Correct.
Time.
Oh man.
That was a new one. 90 points. All right. St. Joe, they answered 9 questions for an extra 90 points. There's one extra question out there for you. Lawrence, the setup one more time.
Give the one-digit answer to the following.
All right. Your time's going to start once he reads the first question. Remember, Lawrence, you have 1 minute to answer the one question.
Tangent of negative 7 pi over 4.
Zero.
Incorrect. It was 1.
All right. Well done. Yeah. Well, that's the end of our 60-second round. We're going to check the scores and conclude the game at next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is St. Joseph 170, Lawrence 130. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from St. Joe, Hudson, what's happening at St. Joe?
Greetings from St. Joe. Our winter sports are just getting underway with basketball and boys swimming getting started and ready for some practices. Basketball's first game is next Friday against Lakeshore. We'd also just like to thank all of our sponsors, but specifically Signature Toyota for hosting.
Excellent. And Tessa, what's happening at Lawrence?
We have a holiday band concert December 5th. Girls basketball won their opening game this week. Our competitive cheer team has a scrimmage at Goebbels next Monday, and all the proceeds will benefit the armed services. And the Lawrence Light Up the Village parade will be held the evening of December 16th. Oh, and then one more thing. The boys basketball kicks off their season next week under our new coach, Juan Garcia.
Excellent. All right, and I see we've got some substitutions on Lawrence's side, so go ahead and introduce yourselves and the grade that you're in.
I'm Victoria, and I'm a senior.
I'm Valerie, and I'm a junior.
Excellent. All right, so let's get into the second half of Academic Challenge between Lawrence and St. Joe. Your time's going to start once Mr. Klein reads that first question.
For 5 points, finish this rhyme. The Grand Duke of York, he had 10,000 men. He marched them to the top of the hill, and he marched them...
Down. Hudson from St. Joseph.
Down again.
That's correct. Yeah, okay. For 5 points. For 5 points, where on earth would an astronomer be able to observe nearly all cosmos over a period of several years?
Justin from Lawrence.
The equator.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, both LaGuardia and JFK airports are located on which...
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Long Island.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, strictly speaking, a Gentile is any person who is not what?
Hudson from St. Joseph.
Jewish.
That's correct for 5 points. For 5 points, there are two different ways to pronounce Caribbean, but there's only one way to spell it. What is it?
Hudson from St. Joe.
Carribbean.
Incorrect.
Lawrence? Tessa from Lawrence?
Carribbean.
That is correct. Only one R for 5 points. A math question for 15 points. What is the first derivative of the following expression? 3x cubed minus 2x squared plus 5x.
Cameron from St. Joseph.
9x squared minus 4x plus 5.
That is correct for 15 points. Good. For 15 points, what is studied at St. Petersburg's famed Kirov School?
Graham from St. Joseph.
Ballet.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, what is the sole purpose of the few remaining horses in the U.S. Cavalry?
Cameron from St. Joseph.
Parades.
More specific.
Parade duty.
That's incorrect.
Incorrect. Lawrence? Valerie from Lawrence?
Tradition?
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
It's to write in funerals. Mm-hmm. For 15 points, finish the quotation. Former President Richard Nixon, when interviewed by David Frost about his approval of a plan of action involving burglary and opening other people's mail, said, "Well, when the president does it, blank."
Cameron from St. Joseph?
He does it.
Incorrect.
Lawrence, chance for you to steal. Tessa from Lawrence?
It's not illegal.
That is correct for 15 points. He had a recent story like that, didn't he? Anyway, for 20 points, what story tells of a physician who discovered Ponce de Leon's legendary fountain of youth and temporarily restored youth to four companions?
Victoria from Lawrence?
Tuck Everlasting.
Incorrect.
St. Joe? Time.
Dr. Heidegger's Experiment. I've heard that one. For 20 points, how can the relative humidity be under 100% when it is raining?
Valerie from Lawrence?
Evaporation.
Incorrect.
St. Joe?
Graham
from St. Joe?
Condensation.
Not sure if that answers that. I'd say no either. It's either air moves in layers, the relative humidity is measured at ground level, and when rain occurs, when a higher warm, moist air mass overwhelms a dry air mass at ground level. So there was a number of answers. For 15 points, neoprene is an artificial form of what?
Cameron from St. Joseph?
Sugar.
Incorrect.
Lawrence? Valerie from Lawrence?
Protein.
Incorrect. It's rubber. Math question for 20 points. Given the equation y equals negative 3 sine 2x, state the amplitude and the period of the graph.
Ryan from St. Joseph?
The amplitude is 3 and the period is pi.
That is correct for 20 points. For 20 points, what is the French expression for French is spoken here?
Time.
Yeah, I knew they were not going to say. Ici on parle français. And I don't speak French. For 15 points, which French designer called the new king of fashion or the new king of couture in the late 1980s has a surname that means the cross in French?
Tessa for Lawrence?
Versace.
Incorrect. Yes.
Ryan from St. Joe?
Vuitton.
Incorrect. Christian LaCroix. Multiple choice question for 15 points. Is the I Ching used to predict events, cast horoscopes, analyze personalities, debug phones, or teach mental discipline?
Graham from St. Joseph?
Predict events.
That is correct for 15 points. For 20 points, what is continental Europe's most southerly capital city?
Ryan from St. Joseph?
Madrid.
Incorrect.
Lawrence. Tessa from Lawrence?
Rome.
Incorrect. And this one caught me too. Athens, Greece. Because Greece is still part of Europe.
And this is the final question.
Jeez. Okay, well then we'll do a 15-point question. For 15 points, the Central African Republic is at the bottom of this year's World's Happiness Report. What Scandinavian country is on top?
Ryan from St. Joseph.
Norway.
That is correct for 15 points.
Well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge Match. We're going to tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Good.
We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 270 to 155 is the team from St. Joseph. Congratulations, St. Joseph.
And well done, Lawrence. Well done. Well done.
Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota, Hyundai, and Mitsubishi on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. And Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics by offering a $1,000 scholarship to one of our Academic Challenge seniors this year. Again, next week at the same time, Decatur and Berrien Springs will go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.